just Oisín, it's been superb. It's in the top of the world right now, you know what I mean? It's been a superb weekend, and that was the icing on the cake now. So it was, we're just delighted. I mean, Gosselies, I suppose, were comfortable off at half time, and second half they got that, those couple of goals, you know, and like when they got those couple of goals, I suppose people would have been saying, geez, it would be interesting now to see what these boys do. Are they going to throw the towel in, or what's the story? But those boys showed massive composure, massive experience. You know, there's a lot of heart in them boys' experience in the past. You know, their character was questioned last year when they got relegated and when they went out of the championship without much of a whimper. But I think this run in the championship this year, they've answered all those questions.
Momentum was key today, and you followed that through from the St. Gall's game.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't beat winning, you know what I mean? It breeds confidence in training. And then, like, a key thing as well probably to success is having our county players now the whole time, you know what I mean, at training. You know, when you're playing club championship, like in the summer there, you only have maybe one night before training. By having those lads at training the whole time, we can work on our game plan the whole time when we're training, whereas when you're only getting the boys in for a night or two before training, like, it's not really fair on the team, it's not really fair on everyone involved. But no, like, it gives us so much time when we have everyone together. Like, it's something we use well, and it's great having the boys because they're great leaders there at training as well.
The big county players all played their part today, but the rest of the team played their part. You had Conor Kelly in there, Dar McGinley particularly in the first half put on a stunning performance. And you mentioned this week, and you mentioned to me before that these guys are key as well here.
I like the first half, like Darren and Savvy there, Keane McFadden, half hour line, they were brilliant. So they were, you know what I mean, they linked the play so well. Joe Gibbons was even excellent. He scored a point in the second half. He'd be probably hanging shit all the time now, so he came from now on.
And that's Premiership third quarter. I spoke to Kieran Boner about it, and this is an area of the game where Glen Swilly have been thriving into the champ. But the tide was turned today because it was Ross Lee who were the better in that third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, like, Ross Lee, I suppose they didn't really have too many purple patches in the first half. Like, and you can't go through 6 minutes without a team having a purple patch, and that was their purple patch. I mean, like, but in fairness, our boys reacted well when they came at them, you know what I mean, and the reaction, the signs were good. They put the signs were positive on the field.
Yeah, because you got the response then. You needed to kick a couple of scores at a crucial timing, because they had like three or four wides, and then they got a couple of points. And Glen Swilly needed to respond then, and that's, I suppose, when the experience told and the big players stood up, that you got that.
Yeah, like, I don't even roll the clock back to the Donegal County semi final in our draw, had 7 in a row and pulled 11, went up the field and had 2 scores. Well, like, the experience is there, thankfully. Like, you know, the boys know, you know, how to get over the line. They've won a lot of tight games this year, and like, a lot of questions were asked there today, and they came out on flying colours.
You nervous at any stage?
Well, suppose, you know, Oisín, a wee bit of nerves, but like, we feel our preparation is good, do you know what I mean, and when we're getting into games and we feel well prepared, that takes away a lot of the nerves. And then, you know, if you don't have a wee bit of nerves, you know you're not on the end of something big. You are on the end of something big if you have a wee bit of nerves, and that's what I always say to the boys, you know what I mean? If you have a wee bit of butterflies in your stomach, it means you're on the end of something big.
And now you're just one game away from lifting the big prize in club provincial football here in Ulster. You're through to the final, and that, of course, has been a dream of yours and the guys playing for you and the parish. But you know, if you're going to do that, to accomplish that, you're going to have to step up another gear, Gary.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, 10 years ago, wouldn't be many people in Donegal or Glen Swilly to say that they'd have seen the Glen in an Ulster Club final, an Ulster Club senior final. So, like, it's a massive step. These boys have made some development in the last 10 or 12 months. Like, they got relegated last year to Division 2, Exeter Championship, much of a whimper, like, and they've answered all questions there. I'm just so proud of them at the minute.
Yeah. What has been that key factor this year? You obviously returned, you're a key factor in there, but what do you see has been the most important thing this year that turned the whole thing around for you?
I wouldn't say there's one thing that Oisín knows, but maybe a million tiny things, you know what I mean? Probably organisation structures in place, our management team, like Johnny McGinley, Brendan Walsh and Michael Canby, 3 main selectors. Like, the work they do, and then the work the background team does, I mean, behind the scenes, that no one sees, and they don't get a lot of credit for. Like, the players all know the work they do. Like, you have to have those structures in place, and obviously as well as having good family structures, I mean, you need support at the house, so you do as well. And I mean, a lot of our boys have that there, most of them have that there. I would actually say, and that's very important.
And I would say there'll be no stone left unturned down preparations for this Ballanderry game.
Yeah, well, listen, we'll enjoy tonight, and then we'll start looking at Ballanderry tomorrow. So we have, like, we'll probably have 2 weeks, so we have, and it was something we really look forward to. So we'll